The good news is the NFL season keeps moving along.
15 weeks.
That's right. There are 15 more games. The Browns get back to action week number two. We just heard from the head coach. And you know what? What I liked about it is an acknowledgement of the things were done poorly at times, but that there were also opportunities that were mixed and they got to tighten it up. And you can't sit here and cry, and you can't sit here and be all pissed off. You got to be focused and you got to be ready to move on to the next opponent, which is Baltimore. And listen, the fact of the matter is, nobody in the AFC North right now is sitting around feeling good about what happened in week one. Everybody in the AFC North is 0-1. So the Browns are still in this division in the same place they would be if everybody went 1-0. So it would have been nice to be the only team at 1-0. Don't get me wrong, sitting alone atop first place. But there are things that need to be worked on, just like the Ravens have things that need to be worked on. And I know that the timing is not good, that they get 10 days to prepare. So the Browns actually have to deal with two teams that really have had a multitude of, more than a week to prepare for them in their first two games without Josh Gordon. And I think that's a little bit of a detriment to the Browns early in the year.
My biggest takeaway from Rob being in the studio is that, you know, first of all, you want a level-headed leader, and he is that. Now, for some, that's a buzz term for, you know, having no pulse and not enough emotion or whatever, and that's far from the truth. The guy definitely has all of that. He cares. He's as upset. His face was red, although most of it I think was wind or sunburn from yesterday. But generally speaking, I saw a guy who, as he spoke, he was not trying to spin what happened in any manufactured positive way. What I saw was, we understand what went wrong. We're addressing those things that went wrong. And I don't really see him reaching or at a loss for at least answers, at least in terms of how he's presenting it. Does he truly have the answers? We'll see. That's got to play out on the field. I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, yep, he's got it all figured out. All the solutions to the problems have been determined by Coach Chudzinski, but we'll see that as it plays out.
Every team can go watch tape and say, these are the problems. It's the ability to then fix those problems and move forward and correct them. That's what's interesting.
All right, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, has been pouring through the tweets at Browns_Daily and the other places that they show up. What do we got, bro?
Well, you know, a couple guys being positive, Buckeye Rick and also Brent tweeting at us at Browns_Daily. In 2007, the Browns offense, remember, looked bad in the first game and improved to be a pretty good offense. Hopefully he can repeat that again under Chud.
If this game had happened with Josh Gordon, I would be a lot more concerned than I personally am. I know that I am, higher on Josh Gordon and the impact he can have than other people, but I really believe that is going to be a key to things. And if this offense continues to struggle after week three when Josh Gordon comes back, I will become very, very, very concerned.
Well, and you allow for this. He's coming back after missing two games. He's coming back after having no time to work on timing or chemistry. And I know I don't believe it should all unravel in 2 weeks. And the same guy who missed 18 months of football and actually had a credible rookie season, more than credible rookie season, should be able to bounce back from 2 weeks of missing it after having a full offseason, full camp.
And he's gotten to be here.
But I'm still keeping that as a something in my back pocket of thought. What else?
Yeah, one more for you guys from Eric Halesworth. Why don't the Browns go get someone like Willis McGahee or Brandon Jacobs, both of whom are reportedly working out for the Giants today?
Don't need them. Doesn't fit what they want to do. They're old. At this point, I would rather see them get a younger running back. I think what we all need is more Trent Richardson. Consider him. He is the cowbell. Bell cow, if you will. Got to have more Trent. What I want to see.
Either you've got those plays that you're calling other than running the football and make those work. I mean, you're down to that, and you heard him when I asked him that. I mean, I know North Turner for sure because I talked with him about this. They liked what they had in lieu of him running, but they didn't convert on those plays. So to simply say, hey, just run more, you do that because the other things didn't work. But if you think they're going to work and you've built a game plan, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with designing plays and calling plays that you expect to work.
I agree. I'll just tell you this. Trent Richardson needs to touch the ball 20 times a game.
Okay.
That's what I think.
You also touch it more as a running back if you're ahead, too.
And I'm fine with him catching it more.
You know what I mean? If you're leading and you're trying to kill.
I agree.
All right. Hey, we got to thank Doug Deacon and Tom Withers for being on the show. The Roundtable. Gerard Cherry, of course, for his regular spot.
Tomo.
Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, for
Gerard
being with
Cherry
us.
Here for Tomo
Dave
Sushini
DiNatale, our outstanding producer, who's playing that spot right now. Hooligans are next. And we will catch you again tomorrow. Again, yours truly, out at the PNC in Mentor.
Go check the Notorious One out.
And my partner, my buddy, my pal here, despite all the early screaming we did, Nathan Zagura, or I did, somebody screamed, yelling.
And had that look in your eye.
I did, didn't I?
You did.
Nathan Zagura.
That's why they call him Notorious.
They're going to separate us tomorrow. He'll be in Berea, I'll be out in Mentor. So we'll still do a show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.